listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warranted by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
Today, hey, I think we should. I want to talk about a barbell squat, Plakas, and how to do it correctly, because many people aren't doing it properly.
Yes, so let's talk about some of the things that can go wrong during the squat. So one of the things people do is the worst thing you can probably do is put your feet pigeon-toed. So you definitely don't want that. When you place your feet, they should be either straight ahead or slightly turned out up to about 30 degrees. And some people who have very long femurs or long bones in their upper leg area, they might tend to do better with a little wider foot placement. So maybe try to put your feet, instead of shoulder width apart, maybe just a little bit wider than shoulder width apart. It'll allow you to get down a bit easier. And the next really big complication you have to watch out for is excessive bending over at the spine. So what you want to do is you really want to keep your nipples pointing straight ahead. You don't want them pointing to the floor, because then you're doing a lot of work with the lower back and extension of your spine. So you have to be very careful with that. So good upright posture with a slight lean forward. And then just watching that your knees don't collapse inwards as you're coming up. You want to keep that kneecap lined up over the second toe.
Do you think it's best to do a front squat or before you do the barbell back squat?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely some exercises that are you should probably work on first before trying to put the barbell squat on your back. So one of the first things that I would do is, like, say for example you're just starting to exercise and you haven't really done a good squat, or maybe you got a little bit extra weight on your body, what you'd want to do is maybe just squat to a bench or to a chair. So just stand in front of a chair and then just practice bending your knees and then sticking your butt backwards until you sit right on the chair or the bench, and then stand up. That'll just sort of teach you how to hinge at your hips a little bit. And if that's even a little bit difficult, what you can then do is maybe use a countertop or a TRX machine or something to hold on to, where maybe you have difficulty just controlling your own body weight down. You have to use your arms to help you up. So that would be for somebody who's like excessively overweight, that wants to kind of get started, maybe has some really bad knees and doesn't have the strength to move their body weight, so they use their upper body. But then, yeah, eventually I would recommend a front squat or a goblet squat to start off with before putting the barbell on your shoulders. And one of the reasons for that is that some people have very tight shoulders, and to put the bar on their traps in the behind their head, they can't rotate their shoulders back enough because they're very tight in the chest and the shoulders. So they tend to round their upper spine to compensate for that. So holding the weight in front alleviates that.
And a goblet squat, for people wondering, that's just when you take a dumbbell in front of your chest and you hold it. You want it to kind of touch your chest and then go down into a deep squat. Now, the question is about the squat is the depth of it, right? Some people say, oh, if you go below 90 degrees, it's too low. But at what point, because I've seen people say, yeah, I squat 350 pounds. And then I watch them in the gym and, you know, they only go down maybe 45 degrees. They're not even close. And then they go up. But like, is there a benefit of that? Is there a certain degree that you have to get to make it actually function properly?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy in the industry about that, but it doesn't really need to be. If you look at third world countries, okay, if you ever traveled to a third world country and you try to go to the bathroom, they often just have little holes on the ground. They don't really have toilets. So people there have accustomed to, like, squat with their butt below their knees right down to their ankles. So that a healthy knee joint and good mobility in the hips, for somebody who has that, that's what the body is designed to do. So if you even look at third world countries, like in tribes people, they have their knees up by their ears. So the body is designed to do that. North America has become lazy. We just got used to sitting to a chair. And then back when I first started, they taught us in school, don't get your clients to squat below 90 degrees because it's bad on the knees. So that's kind of been debunked. You don't want to go below 90 degrees if it hurts you.
Yes.
But your ultimate goal would be to get down there before adding a lot of load. So you should be able to do a full squat before putting on more and more weight. And if you look at Olympic lifters, when they do the snatch or the clean and jerk, their butt almost hits the ground. ground. And if you look at any sport, their knees are jutting past the toes. They're bending to a full hinging degree. So it's designed to do that, and you want to get there.
So serious to say, goblet squat, front squat first, then get to the barbell squat, and then obviously overhead squat would be last.
Yeah, that would be the most complicated movement, is to then hold the weight over your head while you're squatting to a full depth. If you're trying to do stuff like the clean and jerk and the snatch exercises, if you're doing CrossFit or some kind of Olympic lifting, that would be the most difficult type of movements. And then, you know, there's variations of like one leg pistol squats and stuff like that that are quite challenging to do on one leg. So that's another level up from there.
And hey, Plakas, I noticed Larson used your men's league move last night going end-to-end. So that's nice.
You mean that speed to the outside beating the defenseman?
Yeah.
That move?
Yeah, that's yours. I thought you invented it. Plakas, have a good one. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.